Well, folks, we are in Napa Valley this week, and it is a gorgeous afternoon here, and we are headed down Silverado Trail. Paradux, part of Duckhorn Wine Company, is one of my favorite stops, and you'll know why here in the next few minutes. David Marchese is sitting here with me, and we are in his beautiful office here, just off the Silverado Trail. David, this is gorgeous, and to have Paradux Wines in front of us, we're lucky people.
Thanks, Doc. Welcome. It's good to have you.
Sir, and Paradox has changed a bit since I was here last, so let's get into our first wine here. Used to be single designates for the Postmark series.
Yeah, we had Postmark, and then Paradox, and then another tier called the Paradox. So at this point, we've decided to just, it was a little bit confusing, so we folded everything under the Paradox label now.
It's just a genuine quality to these wines, then really it starts with the fruit sourcing.
Yeah, it really does, and we're able to take a snapshot of Napa Valley with our sourcing. Dan and Margaret were really intelligent in their fruit sourcing from the beginning, and they picked from up valley sources, down valley, mountain sources up on Howell Mountain. We've got a couple of estate properties up there. Really, if there's a weak season in one spot, maybe the South Valley is a little bit weaker, North Valley makes up for it. So having that disparate selection of sourcing really helps us to achieve continuity every year. Been racing around meeting with all my growers and looking at our estates. To that point, actually, there's a lot of happy faces out there because especially 2010 and 2011, we had the early rains in 09, but 2010 and 2011 were so cold that to have some warmth in the early summer and a good growing season, good set, is keeping people optimistic. Yeah, so this is 2009 C-Blend, we're calling it. Used to be the Reflection. This is a predominantly Cabernet Sauvignon. Paradox is formed around a base of Zinfandel blended with Bordeaux. This particular blend is predominantly Cabernet Sauvignon. So it's 62% Cabernet, 38% Zinfandel. And what we try to do, and you'll see it when we taste the Z-Blend too, which is our next blend, we try to look at the predominant varietal, focus on that as sort of your primary characteristic that you pick up on in the aroma, in the palate, and the entry. The second varietal is the secondary characteristic that you pick up. So in this blend, you'll get the Cabernet up front, that kind of dried tobacco, dried herbal note that you get from Cabernet. And then you start to pick up a little bit of that kind of ripe, sweet fruit from the Zinfandel. And same thing on the entry. You get a little bit more structure on the entry from the Cabernet. Really, what the Zinfandel brings to the Cab is a little bit of a sweet finish. And I don't mean sweet by sugar, but sweet fruit from the Zinfandel. It helps to give it length and a little bit of juiciness in the mid-palate.
It's great to drink this wine with you, sir. And food just came to the table, so we're in good company.
Great. Thanks, Doc.